Hey, frenemies, this week's 757 podcast episodes are mid-season grades. Welcome back, frenemies. Episode 89. Mid-season grades are here for our 757 league mates, and we're going to choose our favorites, our least favorites, our best friends. Nope, sorry. That's actually not how we're going to grade each other today.
We are enemies in this context.
We are frenemies. Oh, see how we played that in. All right, so let's go right to it here. Our league mates can see the standings in our, you know, sleeper app, but for guys, no. Number one, David. Number 12, Andy. Everyone else in between is really
everybody else.
You'll hear about them here pretty quickly. But we're going to start off with falling out of contention. So, guys, we see in the playoff hunt or close to it that we see every week going to creep out of the top six spots. So, Sean, who's that guy that's in the playoff hunt that you think will fall off?
So I heard you didn't enjoy my trade this week.
That's why you put you here.
I'm going to pour salt in the wound, but Mike, I think, is a good candidate to drop down out of that contention there. I looked at his roster, and I was like, how the heck is this guy winning every... Oh, wait a second. He has Russell Wilson. So that's a big chip that you can put on the table and say, you know, I'll be fine. My issue will be is if Russell Wilson does come down to earth at any point here, that's going to cost him some games, which it may not happen. No. But I just, the rest of his roster to me is a little scary, as he says, scary voices is the name of his team right now.
Yeah, I ride that quarterback play. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, Ronald Jones benched for the fumble. You're going to continue to have that problem. Justin Jackson, who knows how long till Austin Eckler comes back. He's got some good receivers in Thielen and Anderson, but I just, as far as the overall roster goes, I could see if Russell Wilson doesn't put up over 30 points a week, you're gonna struggle.
Yeah. Okay. I see that. I am picking the number two man in our rankings, in Daniel.
Woo! Oh boy,
Daniel.
I like turtles.
I do love you, brother.
You don't like turtles. Change that drop.
I don't like the injuries that you are facing. I feel it this year on my team. While looking at your roster and you're starting, you know, Boston Scott and Giovanni Bernard for your injured running backs that are above them on their own teams, and now the Galladay injury could be 2 weeks.
Yep.
And he's already going to play David coming up, the Battle of the Kalanas this week. So he can drop down two games. And who knows if he can get the half win with the point spread there just because of those injuries filling his whole starting roster.
Calling him out, not to just lose the bye, but possibly miss the playoffs. Is that what you're telling me? Oof,
yeah.
All right.
Falling out of contention.
You got one for us here, Ryan, who's somebody who's in that contention and might fall out of them playoffs.
I don't know. I honestly don't see anybody who looks horrid up there. They're up there for a reason. So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on to our underdog. This is going to be where we kind of talk about who is not in the playoffs but could make a run. We're not going to say just to make the playoffs, but actually has the potential to win the league. And I'll start it off here, and I'm going all the way to the bottom.
Ooh.
And I think LaRoyce could do it.
He's second to last, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, basically the bottom.
But, I mean, I love the pick because LaRoyce scored the most points in our whole league.
Yeah.
He's at 11.
It's insane. You've had some real bad luck, my man. The roster, as far as it's looking right now, hold on, let me open my sleeper app and actually find you. Oh, you're the Boo Boys. It's hard. Well, everybody's changing their names. I can't find nobody.
Where's the Boo Boys
I guess
at?
It's our fault for having you guys do that. Herbert, to me, is like... amazing. Like, he's going to be this year's,
very well,
like, Josh Allen, not Lamar Jackson, but he's going to be that guy that was undrafted and is going to be a weekly starter every week. I think Montgomery is just that solid guy. Swift, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I wish the Lions would actually just realize that he is the best running back. I think eventually they're going to wise up to that.
But he can get Nick Chubb back in like 2 weeks.
He's going to get Nick Chubb. I think that's a huge reason why I think he can make this push. He's put himself into position with his points to where if he just gets some wins, he just got to start winning. kind of like how I hadn't won, and now I've won a couple games, and I'm sitting there close to that contention. But if he can get those guys back, Fulgham, I love Fulgham, man. That dude is going to be the waiver wire.
I traded Fulgham to you, man. Well, I needed mechanics. I had an injured running back. Oh my goodness, I gave him 16 points this week. Oh yeah.
All right, Ryan, who you got? Who's our underdog? Who could win this league?
Chris.
What?
Chris Magic?
Chris Magic?
Yeah, definitely. He always does it.
Yeah.
And I have no reason to believe he can't figure it out. The amount of research and depth that he does as far as...
I guess that's a good reason. He's done it three times, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you can't get healthy players, like I said, it's going to be tough for Daniel. It's going to be hard to run that playoff. You know, so I'm hoping to make you look... Like you're right.
Like a good analyst.
I'm picking Sean over here to the right because you're stacking up a roster.
You are my best friend if we're picking best friends.
Yes, I got the best friend. I went all invited for dinner. No playing. But getting Michael Thomas this week in a trade to give up James Robinson.
It's crazy. I'm a little nervous still about it. But
you know, the rest of the league was like, you know, what the? As we saw that. And this gives you the opportunity to make a run. And that's what I like about it. He scored 135 points this week with poor quarterback play.
Poor quarterback play. Thank you, Teddy Bridgewater.
You know, and I would, as soon as Michael Thomas gets out, you put Jonathan Taylor Thomas, that's what I call him, on the bench.
Yeah, that man.
Bump up Cook and Henderson. You'll be fine. Then you got a Michael Thomas in the flex. I think you're sitting pretty. You just have to choose the right quarterback because you're streaming. Is that right? I'm streaming.
That's I'm absolutely streaming.
Tough part is streaming that QB spot, but I'd like you to get. We didn't mention Morgan. Morgan is probably a guy that could fall out of contention. I can see you jumping into that sixth or fifth spot. So going from there, let's go to the betting favorites.
All right.
Who do we think is going to win it all?
Yeah. So this is kind of like shoot your shot. Doesn't matter if they're good now, bad now. Who do you think really, really can win this league? Go ahead, Chris.
I go with the Reverend himself, David Kalana.
Just go chalk, why don't
just
you?
Just go chalk with him. Go with the number one guy. He's got some great receiver play. He won this week on a bye week. And he's got to figure out his running back spot, that's for sure. That can be hurting there a little bit. But I think he's sitting pretty with Davante Adams and Robert Woods and Kyler Murray.
Yeah, mine's going to be Phil. The guy who's always in the final game but just can't seem to win it. He's out of playoff contention, which is kind of weird for him.
It's so weird to see that.
But I think he can make this comeback here. The big thing is he's got the running back depth, which you can use. This is what I'm talking to you, Phil.
Billy,
listen to me. If you trade for a quality wide receiver, I think that's how you can get this done. Antonio Gibson, I'm going to say this, and everybody's going to hear it, so nobody might not do it, although I'm wrong all the time, so... Antonio Gibson, if he has like another great week coming off the bye, he might be somebody that they would look at as a keeper, and you could actually get yourself a really solid high-end wide receiver two or maybe even a low-end wide receiver one out of an Antonio Gibson, and that would set your roster off. Then you'd have Kamara. You're rocking with Josh Jacobs and Kamara. That's just, it's one of the best RB combos. We said it at the beginning, and it's continued. Jacobs is kind of disappointed, but... Honestly, I could see him catching fire at the end of the season.
You can't win with Cole Beasley and Henry Ruggs at the wide receiver spots.
Yep, and then Andrews is that guy that just can, you know, set your roster on fire. If he goes off, you could get a 3-touchdown game, and you know you're playing against somebody who's playing Hunter Henry as I am, and you just enjoy your 5 points every week. So,
yeah. Ryan, you got
somebody you think is just. The most locked in to be the winner.
Yeah, well, like from face value, I still like Phil's team. Mm-hmm. I think they're underperforming, but I do think it's David's year this year.
I'd love to see it, man. The Reverend, he deserves one. If I can't win it, I always throw my support David's way. So
yeah, it's like me with Morgan, and then I screwed him over in that trade.
I'm throwing in an extra one there. I got to say Joe as well.
Okay.
Going in. Christian McCaffrey coming back.
Well, you're doing the next one. I'm doing the next one. And
I actually do like turtles.
Oh, you do like turtles.
So I think that if he gets those two running backs back, and Joe Mixon and Miles Sanders are what they were, then, you know, I just feel like if you have that running back combo, you just have a chance because you can find wide receivers. Week to week, you can find wide receivers.
All right, so last part we're going to talk about, our favorites to finish last. Who's getting that number one pick next year? And
I'll get it out of the way here because I feel bad. It's my other best friend over here, Ryan Meckes.
Hold back,
of the people. I think it might be a repeat here. He's had some rough breaks. I'm happy to see that you're sticking around. We haven't lost you yet this year. He hasn't gone for the full tank mode. But yeah, it's been rough having those two trades to where you had to, you know, you're splitting the stuff now between Antonio Brown, which you traded away your Mike Evans, and then obviously Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Le'Veon Bell. That's going to be just a huge headache for you. DK Metcalf
and George Kittle's out now.
Yeah. This is
like therapy.
Yeah. This is where you can talk.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm honestly, your roster is not that bad. It's just you, like you said, you lost Kittle now, and DK Metcalf is not going to get 35 points every week. So,
new.
I think that, you know, I don't endorse tanking, but the fact that you have DK, I think you're going to be set up next year, honestly. If they move on from Le'Veon and it's, you know, finally the CEH show and you have DK Metcalf, you'll be good for the next year. But for right now, I'm picking Ryan as vying for that number one pick again.
Yeah. I am picking Andy just because. I don't know. You're down there already.
You don't know. We
I
all
think
know.
You
don't want to say, but we all know.
Yeah. You make trades that look like you're in it, and you make trades that say, is he selling? And trying to find, you know, I don't know, a better draft stock. I have no clue. It's hard to read in here.
I think he views Robinson as a keeper, though.
Yeah.
Maybe he was done with the Michael Thomas life.
You look at where his running backs are, his receivers. He had a couple guys on buys. But it's really tough. Like, he's got a lot of good second tier guys, but no top tier guy. And Rodgers keeps him in contention.
Michael
there.
Thomas was a top tier guy, right?
And he let him go. Yes, he did. So I don't know. Andy, I gotta put you there because, you know, not quite sure if you can get yourself out of that hole that you put yourself in. And Ryan, I am going to slap you for choosing this, but who did you choose to finish last?
LeRoy's.
Oh, the dramatic pause. LeRoy's. Now, why? Why did you choose LeRoy's?
Don't do this to our man.
Dude, I just chose LeRoy's because you guys picked the other two guys.
I was going to pick myself.
You picked the other guy who's in the bottom three.
I'd probably pick, yeah.
It's just going on mathematical statistics.
Maybe myself.
Yeah. I had a convincing argument, right?
Yeah, but bad thing for LeRoy's down there is Lamar Jackson. When you on purpose put Herbert in over Lamar.
Yeah.
That's saying something.
And it worked out.
Trade Lamar, dude. Do it.
Yeah, see,
someone will believe, and you can get yourself a piece and then make this run.
You probably could.
I got to say, though, I think LeRoy's equally, just like last week we were saying he was the scary team that can sneak up on you. I still believe that. I think he can make some good moves. And
so he's going to go one of two ways. He's going to win it or he's going to get last
place. He's going to win it or he's going to lose it all.
Words of wisdom from Ryan.
Can't have two number ones.
Yeah. All right.
First or last.
Well, that's pretty much all we got for you guys today.
And yeah.
How entertaining were we? Scale 1 to 10. Comment below.
11.
No, I felt like a 2 today. That's what I felt like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like a 2.
It was not that entertaining.
Well, we were on the ranking. Like,
we were on this fun thing and we got off the fun thing and...
Now we're going to get a lot of hate from our league guys if they don't see like don't like us where we put them. Like, I should be in contention.
That's true. Usually we're getting the praises of.
Yeah.
But
anywho, that's all for
so this is our meeting during the podcast.
But. Yeah, we're just now debriefing while on the podcast. Anyway, guys, we'll see you guys next week. Listen or watch the episode before this, and we'll be back next week.
Yeah, send us some ideas for this 757 podcast. I think we're rolling with the main podcast, but any ideas you guys got of stuff you want us to cover in this, I think this is your segment. So I think, like I said, other people can enjoy this podcast, but it's really for our league.
It is. Deuces, Tim.